Storm! You ready?
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it on.
Move to the music, play like music. Move it to the music.
Welcome to Monday Night Rollins.
Woo!
Yo ho ho and a bottle of Dom.
Bro.
The new day.
Let me talk to you.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the deeper dumps.
Move to the music, play like music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney, and I am the artist formerly known as Pizza Funny. And I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. He is an architect, an inebriator, and a scientist. 3-1, 3-4-1. It's DPP.
Yeah, jeez. Thanks.
Yeah. And of course, as always, the trivia trickster himself. He's funky, phenomenal, and oh so fresh. AJ Balazs joins the show, as always.
What's a crappin' in everybody?
Well, it's post-PLE, so you know we're going to do that. It's the three of us, so you know we're going to have trivia. I got a fun little last call that I want you guys to just off the cuff come out with your answers. So what else could we be doing with the show today? What else? There's a little segment I wrote down to start the show, and it's called PC Tunney Got a Championship Belt.
What?
How do you like that one, bitches?
Nice. I love it a lot.
So this is known affectionately as the Andre the Giant Belt. And this is the belt that was around WrestleMania 3 era.
Nice.
So it is heavy as fuck. It is 9 pounds. It is large.
I was about to say, if it's the Andre belt, can you drink like 112 beers in one sitting?
I can drink 12 beers in one sitting. And the cool thing that it came with is... this thing is just a lug. It's awesome. It's fucking beautiful. I'll bring it over for the fight, Dan, so you guys can all see it.
It's Andre the Giant himself.
Better get damn pictures for it.
They sent me a case that it goes into, a bag. And it's got Andre the Giant on it.
Andre the Giant, the big hand.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I always wanted a championship belt, and not a lot of people, I think, have this one. And it is a classic belt, and a lot of people held this actual belt that are Hall of Famers. I'm not exactly sure when it started and when it finished, but I know that that's why it's called the Andre the Giant belt. So, yeah, pretty sweet. I'm psyched. It will cost me, all in all, after the sale and shipping and tax, $350.
That's not bad.
Now, my question to you, Dan, is where do you get those cases that you had that you display them on?
You know, I believe I got them on WWE Shop, to be honest with you.
Okay. So I'll have to go back on there and check it out, because I think I would like that. I do like this bag that it comes with, because if I ever do take it anywhere, I can throw it in here and don't have to worry about it getting scratched on anything.
Yeah. I got the bags as well with mine.
You did? Okay.
Yeah. So the NXT belt came with one with just NXT on the front, and can't remember the IC title. I think just had WWE on the front, but...
it's definitely not Andre the Giant's hand print, because it's the same size as mine.
I was going to say, I don't think it fit it on that bag.
It would have been cool if it was. That's what they should have done on there.
Right.
I'm going to email. Maybe they'll do that, and then maybe I'll get a free one.
So I don't know if you're referring to like the glass kind of cases, but WWE does still have the title display stand for what it says, $44.99 on the shop.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's about, I think, the right price that I paid, so.
Yeah, I'll have to get one then.
Yeah, they definitely still have
them. Definitely have to get one. So yeah, I don't think I'll ever buy another one. Maybe there's one other one that I almost bought that maybe I will buy at some point, but I don't think this would be a trend, because you have the other one that we really like, the IC. The NXT one you have is really nice. I almost bought the $1 million belt.
That'd have been cool.
I would want that one as well.
I say that I won't get another one, and this isn't a thing, and it's not going to become a collecting thing, but I think I might want that one. Like, if I could, like, meet DiBiase somewhere and have him fucking sign it, that'd be amazing.
That'd right? be pretty cool.
That would be.
Because I'm not going to be able to get Andre the Giant to sign this one, so.
Probably not anytime in your lifetime.
Yeah, damn.
I think the Frenchman had a sense of humor, somewhat, maybe, a little bit. I love him.
I mean, you've heard the story of him on set on The Princess Bride. He let out like a 15-minute fart, and the director asked him if he was all right, and he just goes, he says, I'm good, boss.
No, he said, I'm good now. Yeah. So, it's a pretty sweet thing. I ordered it this weekend, and it got dropped off today. So in great condition. It was well-wrapped inside of a big box, and yeah. Very happy with it. So there you go, folks. There was a 25% off sale this weekend. So that's kind of why I went click. Been waiting for that. So, all right. Yeah, I guess we can take our first commercial break. I just wanted to play a little PC Tunny show and tell. I'll get a picture up on social media for you guys to check that out at PC Tunny. There you go. All right. But until we come back, it is Alphabet Soup. Thank you, Tommy Rich, AJ Blaz, DPP, PC Tunny. Don't forget about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Check that out. Makes a great gift in this holiday season. Don't get another pair of socks, a tie, or a gift card. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick out a nice t-shirt, a cool design. It can be a tank top. It can be long sleeve. It can be a hoodie. If you want it, get it soft. Get it in soft style. Just a couple extra bucks feels great on your nipples. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. You can wear us on your bodies. We'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
That was right, DP. You have the IC, the white strap, original one. And which NXT belt?
I guess it'd be the black and gold NXT one. Not the old one with the axe, but the next level.
But the one after it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, AJ, you have the world?
No, so Andrew has the world.
Andrew has the world.
Was the trivia championship that our group of friends kind of put money together, because every WrestleMania we would have a trivia when they had the pre-show.
Right. That's right.
So I had that one. So I guess since you have a WWE technically F championship, Dan's got an IC. Should I try to go get a big gold belt?
Well, your brother already has the big gold belt, you said, right?
No, he's got the Rock WWE.
Oh, but that's like the same design, isn't it?
No, it's the giant W. I mean, the actual big gold, like WCW. Big gold from 2002 to 2013.
Nah. I don't know. Whatever you want. That's what
details
makes you,
at 11.
That makes you happy. I mean, don't go out and get like the European Championship or anything. Or go out and get.
Now I got to see if they even have the European Championship.
Oh, God, are you kidding me? Of course you can buy the European Championship. The crazy thing is so this is like the, I think they're the replica or whatever. Yeah, there's a class down commemorative. But it's kind of pretty cheap. one's pretty sturdy and heavy. This one's 9-pound belt.
You want the right in the middle one. You don't need the one that's the super.
There's a
$600 one.
No, there's a $1,500 one on there now.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, it's like an elite series. I'm pretty sure it's for the new world heavyweight.
Yeah, it's a new. Well, I think there's one for the new WWE as well, the one Cody has. But it's like an actual leather strap. I think there's a little bit better quality plates on it and everything else.
It's like as close as you're going to get to actually having it without being in the ring.
Yeah.
So
that's
just
too much.
Pretty
there's
cool.
Your United States Championship right there, the WCW version.
If you guys.
Like, I did see that.
And if for people that are out there that are like, oh, you know, I really always want to just have one belt for my collection, you know, to put in my, you know, rec room or at my bar or down in my basement or somewhere to just have it, you know, just a cool kind of piece of fanship that you have. Wait, be patient. WWE has a lot of sales where 25% off the entire site. It happens, I would say, at least 3-4 times a year, if not more. So be patient with it. Just keep checking the website and give yourself time because if you're going to buy something that's $500 and you're going to save 25%, you just saved $125, right? So
yeah.
So
I gotta ask before we get onto our topics. How do you guys feel about like the sports commemorative belts?
Don't you dare, AJ, go buy the $1 million belt. I'm not gonna do that. Committing to it right now so that I don't seem like a jackass and asking you not to buy it. Because I feel like we can have this chair shot collection of belts where throughout the chair shot we have all the belts, you know?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Mm-hmm. How do you guys feel about like the sport, like the other sports legacy belts that they've came up with? Because I personally don't like them. They look tacky as fuck.
Like, okay, Dan is the guy who has a basement, which is basically an entertainment center for hosting parties, right? Like, there's tons of space. If you want to plop down, you can plop down. You can mingle. You can go to the bar. There's multiple TVs to watch if you want. You can go check out, like, a mini Lego museum. If you want to get away, you can go upstairs and hang out in the kitchen, which is so open, huge, awesome concept with the living room. So it's a great place to have a party. But, Dan, would you want a – because we're Bucks fans, we're Brewers fans, we're Packers fans, we're Marquette fans, we're UWM fans, we're Badger fans, we're UW Green Bay. We're the state of Wisconsin sports fans, but our biggest fanship lies with the Green Bay Packers, I would say. Right, Dan?
That'd be correct.
Would you want to display a Green Bay Packers WWE Championship belt out of this newest series in your basement? Is that worth spending that kind of money, and does that look appealing to you?
That would be incorrect.
I knew it! Why do you think I asked the question that way? Go ahead, AJ. Finish your point.
No, I was just I just wanted your guys' opinion because I'm like, I've seen these. I've not liked them. I wanted to know what everyone else thought.
I'm more along the lines of the big banners, like the flags. Like the flag, I have a flag for each of our professional sports teams, Packers, Bucks, and Brewers. And I like those because, you know, if you win a championship, you can hang it outside. For a little bit. Otherwise, I have some of them up where if I wanted to do a podcast with them behind me, I can do that. Pennants are kind of like old school now. I used to have a few pennants. People always used to have the triangular pennants of their teams and stuff like that. I guess that's a little authentic and things like that. But yeah, it's interesting. It's all fanship. But I don't know. I'd love to know the numbers on how well these are selling. They keep doing them, so I would imagine people are buying them.
I just wanted the opinion because to each their own. I'm not gonna say like that's a waste of money. It's stupid because it's your money. Do whatever you want with it. But apparently,
do this weekend. We all watch the NFL, right? We all watch multiple games a week, right? We're probably all gonna turn on Amazon at some point tonight just to check in for a few minutes. Look in the crowd, specifically watching games, and look and see if anybody has these belts.
I don't think I've really ever seen them. At least not yet.
Yeah, not yet. Only on WWE television, but you never know. Because when you said, I don't know how hot these are selling, I'm on page 2 where they have majority of them on the WWE shop for the title collection. And on my end, from what I'm seeing, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Buffalo Sabres, and the Nashville Predators are almost gone.
Here's the thing, though. It doesn't cost them anything to do this. They got the licensing rights, and they're splitting the money with MLB, NFL,
NHL, whoever else major sports teams they want to split it with, right? I mean, it's not like they're sitting there, like you said, they're almost out, right? Okay, well, they're not going to be out for long because they're selling, right? But they're smart enough to only have such a run. I think the same thing happened when that new World Heavyweight Championship belts got revealed. They're like, okay, you can get it now, but you won't get it till October. You remember that?
Yep.
So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, hey, title talk. Nice title talk today, guys. Unexpected title talk. I was really happy today when I got the message and that this was delivered and got home after meeting Dan after work, something we had to take care of, and I, like, had forgotten that it was delivered, even though I got the message notified at work because, you know, and so I get home and I open the door to come in and, like, it's sitting in front of the door to come up, right? So I open the door to come in and you got to go up those few stairs to get to that second tier.
Yep.
And it's sitting there and I go, oh fuck, I totally forgot about this. And I was just smiling for like 10 minutes. I'm ripping the box open, you know? So
nice.
Yeah.
AJ, good old punny Christmas.
You can get the John Cena US spinner belt is available.
Yeah. He does have a commemorative legacy spinner belt and it looks like the US belt.
If I was going to get a spinner belt, I would get the WWE spinner belt. Do you think John Cena, okay, I seen this. If John Cena, since we're on titles, if John Cena wins his 17th championship, should he come out like the night after on Raw or week, you know, next show on SmackDown with a spinner belt? Bring back the spinner belt if he has a title run.
No.
No?
No. Who said that they were going to bring back the spinner belt? Somebody said that too. Yeah.
I was about to say, no, I would say bring it back. If you win 17.
Jackson and Grant, all them motherfuckers said, ooh, okay, you know what? Let's watch how many more spinner belts we sell than we would have world championships if John Cena was good.
I was about to say, hell, that's the reason why that the spinner belt lasted so long, because fucking people bought them like hotcakes.
Chris Van Vliet and I have a bet. You can see it was on X. Oh, we shook on it, and I was like, I don't think he's getting it. And he said, all right, we'll see. And we had the handshake emoji exchange. So either way, I'm going to hit him up to try and come on the podcast or do something for us, Chris. Come on, man. I got Chris a couple interviews back in the day when he was just getting going. So
nice. No, but I say bring back that. If you get 17, bring back that spinner. You know, you don't even have to like do a ceremony where he like puts it down or anything. Just walk out with it.
He comes out with it, yeah. Or it could be, yeah. Well, he could hide it underneath his shirt.
Yeah, but still, like, no, he has to come out with it. That's his belt. If he wins 17, that's his belt.
So he just walks out with it when his music plays. There's no like big reveal.
You know for a fact he's either going to get he's still going to get the biggest pop, but there will probably be guys that'll just boo the hell out of him, and he still appreciates that reaction.
I don't think people are going to boo him anymore.
I'm just saying, because people hated that spinner belt for a long time.
He'd have to beat Cody or someone like that for the championship, where they would be like, oh, John doesn't, you know, like if he beats. We're going to get to that. That's kind of my pop quiz last call. So great title talk, which is nice. We got into that because that, you know, got us some content here, because I don't think there's a whole ton to talk about from Crown Jewel. I know there's a full card to talk about, but Crown Jewel kind of exists in and of itself. I think, you know, it's proven the fact that the belts stay there. These guys got their rings. I enjoyed the show. AJ, how did you enjoy the afternoon show? Did you watch it live?
I didn't watch it live. I sadly had work, so I didn't watch it live, because I would have joined you guys on the post show if that happened. But I did watch it, and I was...
WWE PLE cover. We even have a logo now, by the way. It's pretty fucking official. Yeah. The thing is, it says DJ, Tunney, and friends. We have yet to have any friends, so I'm just saying...
I would if every single PLE just didn't go, you have to work a Saturday.
I really like a band.
And you know that. I would. I usually come out and I'm like, well, I got nothing to do today until like X amount of time.
Don't worry. I'm just being dramatic. I have so many friends. I live by myself and rarely go out. This is a true story.
But,
Dan's the same way.
No, I feel that. I'm in the same boat now.
Maybe they want to come over here and hang out with me. Right.
I'll be downstairs. Just open the door.
like that time you didn't know I invited Satchel over and he beat me over there.
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here?
He's like, oh shit, I almost swinging a miss. Oof. That was a good check. I don't think I got it all the way out. Yeah.
That's what she said.
You don't have to edit that out. Anyway. Crown Jewel. That's how important it is. AJ, you had a good time. You watched it later.
I watched it later. I enjoyed it.
Did you say radio silent?
Did I say radio silent? Oh, as in I didn't get any information? Yeah, no. As soon as work happened, I'm like, all right, let me catch up on this.
I trusted in the fact that you've been working with us long enough to figure out some of our older
Yeah, my brain had to like sluggishly go through them like radio. I didn't get any updates.
Missing a sporting event, so you wouldn't listen on the radio on the way home in case you got results.
Yeah, no, I fully went as soon as I got home, ate food, started watching it, bits and pieces. If I paused it if need be, if something was going on. So yeah, I watched the whole thing right after. I wasn't spoiled.
Dan?
Watched her live.
And you didn't really feel the need to jump on with DJ and I afterwards.
Nah.
How dare. I have a built-in excuse. How dare.
No, AJ, ask me how offended I am.
You're not. I'm not even going to ask that. I'm not even going to dignify that question with a real response.
I've been
podcasting with you for 4 years. I think I know by now the answer.
He's like, if you wanted me to keep going after 1,000, you better stop. Or after 500, you better stop asking me to do all this extra shit.
I got
to
do more? Jeez.
AJ, rumors that Dan wants to stop podcasting on DWI after 500. I've heard these rumors before.
So have I. And I mean, we got 47 to go.
I think he's bluffing.
Like the end of Christmas. Like, he's going to be like Christmas episode or something next year.
It'll be like Pod is War.
Missing at the rate we're missing episodes, it might be that late. I mean, it could be as early as October. I think we can get him in on another 10-year contract, AJ. Maybe if it goes, maybe he'll just be on like every other week or once a month, but he'll keep going.
Right.
Oh, so it is Pot is War.
We'll have to get him into Randy Orton contract here.
It's you can just stay for another 5 years. Just don't take big bumps.
I already
it's fine.
See it. AJ, we are fucked. I can already see what his contract is. Yeah, no worries. I'll work twice a month before and after PLEs. Yeah, fuck you, guy. Fuck you.
Oh, he gets the Big Dave contract. Got it. All right.
Well, Big Dave has his own show. That's just the bestie contract.
Man, to hire him as a lawyer. Got the contract. Where's Big Dave? Let's get him on next month.
He's Sheldon Cooper to draw you up a podcast contract.
That's PC for you.
I'll never. Yeah, you don't even know it, but the minute you podcasted with me, you signed a lifetime contract. Everybody knows it. I will never leave any of you alone, ever. Ask Chris Platt. Who's going to do? We're doing the Pod is War holiday special. Chris is in, Ray is in, Andrew and AJ, myself, the five official members of Pod is War. There are a few people that are going to be allowed to have a run-in if they like. DP, you are one of them. So I'll let you know what night that is if for some reason you feel like walking downstairs that night for 10 minutes and saying hi to all of us, or 5 minutes, or even just flipping everybody off and walking away, or not at all. You've been on the show, I think, Dave. I'll probably invite everybody to just jump in, but it'll mainly be, it's black on Blaz crime. Is what we're calling it. Pod is War Holiday Special 3. Ray has been coming up with some great titles. This is a Ray Cash special title. He also came up with Oblong Ball Foot Show. He's on a creative kick. Who's going to stop him? Not me. Not PC Tunney.
Don't stop him. He's on a roll.
Yeah. Don't stop believing.
Chef Ray over here. He cooks.
Do you guys, want to just keep talking about random shit instead of Crown Jewel, or do you want to talk about Crown Jewel?
Oh, that was the show.
I mean, I think the random shit was the show.
I feel like it's been a really good show so far talking about random shit.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just on a title high. I got my first title. I got it. I'll probably sleep with it tonight.
The boyhood dream of PC Tunney has finally been achieved.
After I get out of the shower tomorrow, should I have it around my nether regions with the towel around
my
neck?
Please, for the love of God, don't do that. No one needs to see that on X.
Well, it covered my nether regions.
No, it's bad enough we had Tommy Dreamer do it. Don't you do it.
No, but from top to bottom in the middle, it's just over a foot. So it would cover it.
You're talking about the title or the...
The fact that Dan and I had the same fucking reaction.
The one where they all acted like children.
You mentioned Pot is War once, and then out of nowhere, boom, turns into Pot is War.
just turns into chaos.
Why do I have a feeling that's the title of the episode? The title or ...
I couldn't tell you. I can't read Dan on his titles anymore. I mean, sometimes it's just like, oh yeah, there's a title, and we all are like, boom.
Yeah, it's like we all nod. It's like, okay, that's fair.
He likes when possible, if they're there to be pulled, he likes to pull like some deep cuts so that if you actually are a longtime listener or you really listen to the show, you get it. I get it. I was there the first time when I listened to it and did it. So
it's like, oh yeah.
I understand. I understood that reference.
Okay. There was a big ECW show last night. They beat NXT beat AEW.
Yeah, I did see that. And I'm pretty sure maybe... I know Tony's seen it. I don't know if Dan saw it or not. But in our little chair shot group chat that we have, was anyone else surprised at the fact that little Guido came out?
Oh, yeah.
Face Tony D'Angelo.
Well,
Dan, did you see the NXT show?
I didn't, no.
He came out, Bubba Ray was there.
Bubba and Trick was in a tag match with Ethan Page and Ridge Holland. Who?
RVD show up or no?
RVD showed up with the Wesley match and Javion Evans, I think. I'm not too familiar with NXT, so that's why if I butcher names, I apologize.
I know the women showed out. I know Roxy did kind of like a Shawn Michaels thing and super kicked someone backstage, which was pretty sweet.
Dan, she literally, like her and Cora Jade, they were backstage. Roxy was complaining her back hurt, and then she looks at Robert Stone and goes, "What's your name again?" And it's like, "Roxy, you know me. My name is Stone." And in all honesty, does it not that good super kick, but she still kicks him. And it's like, I just kicked Stone.
When Sean, the second time through DX in the back, when he super kicked Stan.
Yeah.
It would have been better if she accidentally kicked Sean Spears, just because he's just going to be like, not again.
I missed it. Well, I can go back and watch.
Yeah, it was a good show. It was a lot of ECW references. That's why I'm like, okay, the Wesley match. All right, RVD's there because Wesley was being a dick to him. All right, that's fine. And then North American title match happens, and I just I crank my neck real quick. I do a double take. I'm like, is that fucking little Guido? And he's wearing the old FBI pants because it actually said little Guido on this side. It didn't say Nunzio.
That's two parts of the FBI we shouted out today. Tommy Rich earlier, and now Luke Weed.
And to wrap it all up, Tony Mama Luke was in his fucking corner.
Fucking guy. Fucking guy. All right, let's do lightning round, Crown Jewel.
Sounds good.
All right, so that means, think about it in your head. You get, 30 seconds for your take. It's going to be difficult. The Bloodline.
Nothing.
The Bloodline. The new Bloodline defeats the old Bloodline. I'll start. I mean, it was a pretty impressive victory the way it finished the victory. When was the Sammy thing?
Right after the match. They did
after?
A beatdown.
Yeah, that was after the match.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was pretty cool. I can't wait to see what happens tonight on SmackDown with this. Now that we're back, I believe we're back in the United States. But yeah, you knew that they had to be over regardless of a win or not, and you're still getting Solo over with another win. AJ?
I mean, I love the fact that they showed the numbers game is still going against the OG Bloodline, and now they finally even the odds with Sammy, so I love the fact that we did that, and along with the whole Sammy goes for a haluva kick when Roman goes for a Superman punch, accidentally hits him, so definitely tune into SmackDown, because like Jay said on Raw, I see Jimmy Uso, I see Jey Uso, and I see Sammy Uso.
That's what I was talking about. I knew something happened on Raw.
Should have closed the show. Loved the Sammy Roman, like you said, that hit with both of those two. That was a great way to end that. Going to continue the Sammy Roman. Are they going to get on the same page thing going into War Games? So beautifully done.
You know why it didn't.
I know why it didn't.
Because if you're not closing the show, you better fucking open. So
no, because of those stupid Crown Jewel titles. And listen, that's what it's all about.
And that's why I say this lives kind of in its own world, right? Those titles are going to live there. They're going to be the big deal to those people. And that's fine. Because you know what? I don't care about all the political outside things. I care about the wrestling and the strides that they have actually made for these people. Like, think about like how involved women are now in these shows out there and how far that's come, right? So like good things are coming from this. And do you know the amount of money WWE gets paid twice a year just to come out there and do this? It's insane. Like, they paid for those belts. WWE didn't.
And on a 10-year deal. Like, I think this is good until 2030.
They want to keep those belts there. Like, that's important to them. That's always going to close their show, and it's probably always men's. That men's title is going to close that show every fucking time. Get it? Like,
they drove a dump truck full of money up to my house. I'm not made of stone.
Jamming the sand 12 back into the oil money we shall delve.
There you go. That's much better than what Platt came up with. Shit.
Yeah, I am the creative guy. I am the creative genius of the chair shot.
But, Platt was the Jam and the Sam guy.
That just sounds better than I do. Can you play Mama Made Me Mash My M&M's?
Mama Made Me Mash My M&M's.
Okay, now I'll do it. Mama made me mash my M&M's. Now play.
Mama made me mash my M&M's.
See? Just sounds better. Both of the same thing.
Are making me thirsty!
Motherfucker. Oh, dude. Yeah, I think Dan's going to show up for a couple of minutes at least.
He's definitely going to show up. Gotta remind him.
Dan's going to show up and play, like, just Platt clips and then leave.
Be out.
He's going to leave, and he's going to have, like, Platt and Amber doing the chair shot side by side.
With attitude, bitch.
Bitch? That's great.
Perfect.
Chris Platt will be back on the DWI podcast in about 47 episodes. I thought the women's tag team Fatal 4-Way was really good. I enjoyed it. I think all the teams got over. I like, you could connect with all their different personalities. Io ends up being the number one contender on Raw, but we got Bianca and Jade holding on to those titles, and they look fucking great doing it.
I was super happy with this one. I know we talked about, you know, getting nervous because they haven't been doing very well with these multi-tag team matches, but they did really well. Everybody looked really good. Once again, Chelsea Green just stealing the show a lot with just refusing to do the backflip moonsault. Like, just, you know, I can't do it. I can't do it. just every time, just entertaining as hell. Loving her every time she's out there. Was, yeah, really great match. And yeah, we got Belair and Cargill hanging on for a little while longer like we wanted. So good stuff.
Yeah, I know I was the one that like said, no, this will probably be the time that they drop it because, you know, Metaphor and, you know, you also had Chelsea Green and Piper Niven in there. So I was wrong in my prediction. I said that they would lose, but they've looked stronger than ever. And I don't hate it. Especially what Honey said before with, you know, the women being shown in Saudi Arabia, where we had a fatal four-way tag team match. We had eight women in the ring where Saudi, with their political views and everything, that's massive. So we had this, it was a good match. I'm not even going to lie. It was a good match. We had, like, we had really good showings from each woman in that match. And then, as Tunney said, we had a battle royal on Raw. Io Sky won that battle royal to become the number one contender against Liv Morgan. And I have to say, because the one move that she did, that was chef's kiss on how she won that match, where block, like going into the post on the corner, because her and Lyra Valkyria were both on the apron. She counters like a fireman's carry move into a German suplex, bridges the suplex so Lyra falls off and remains in the bridge. Like, you want someone who's athletic, who's impressive, who can do this? Io Sky. There's a reason why she was like the first, the quote-unquote first women's champion when they made that belt for them, with the WWE logo with a white belt.
Let's cover the two singles matches. One didn't even happen. KO and Orton didn't happen. Seth and Bronson was excellent. I thought Seth would go over. He did, but Bronson Reed looked great in defeat. What'd you guys think of the KO Orton angle?
I thoroughly enjoyed it, especially if you think back when Orton got drafted by Nick Aldis before, and he had like a $50,000 like fine that he had to pay, so he handed him a $100,000 check, and he's like, "This is for the last time." And everyone on social media goes, "Looks like he has to pay Adam Pearce because of that RKO." But that was, again, another chef's kiss where that worked out perfectly. You don't need a match to have a feud continue. This just worked. You don't need anything further other than just two guys beating the shit out of each other, and then the general manager's coming out of nowhere, and it's like, no, you need to stop. It's like, I'm not gonna stop. Try again. This is gonna culminate into a big match. There's probably gonna be like a random weird stipulation at Survivor Series, or maybe even a SmackDown after or before Survivor Series, because they can't fit everyone on the card. But this is going to be a damn good feud, and by God, Orton's going to come out on top on this somehow, but the writing's on the wall. He's probably going to betray Cody at some point, and that's also going to be a fun time.
Yeah, I enjoyed the brawl. It was, you know, I think we knew it was going to continue. I guess we hoped it was going to continue to have multiple matches for these two guys. And we didn't even get a match, but it was perfect. You know, just them beating the hell out of each other. It's kind of what we wanted. And we keep moving on, you know. So the next one, if it's guessing, they'll end up getting in some kind of street fight, cage match, something, stipulation match. So I'm looking forward to it. These guys are great, and they'll have a great feud here.
All right. Liv Morgan becomes the first ever Crown Jewel champion, the women's Crown Jewel champion, defeating Nia Jax. I still wanted a cash in here. We didn't get it, but we did have lots of fuckery, AJ.
We did have lots of fuckery, and I'm in the same boat as you. I really wanted a cash in as well, just because that would have been entertaining. But hey, I'm not here to nitpick, but the problem is, in my mind, as soon as Liv won this championship, I already knew who was going to win the main event. We'll talk about that later, but as soon as Liv won that championship, we didn't get a cash in or anything. I think at a house show, I'm pretty sure, because I follow a lot of the wrestlers on Instagram, I think at a house show, there was like a fan that had like a pure pink WWE Women's Championship. Nia stole it and went like, Tiffy, look, you have your own championship here. You don't even need to cash in. Here you go. So that's definitely one thing that I appreciate with this whole thing, but the seeds have been sown. Tiffany is definitely going to cash in on Nia. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah, that's pretty much the case, isn't it? I mean, you know, we had no surprise here that we got all the interference with Raquel coming out and Dom coming out, and then, you know, Tiffany and Nia continuing their arguments of who she's going to cash in on, and if she's not, wasn't going to cash in on you, things. So that, you know, we'll get that paid off sooner than later, I think. And, you know, we'll just keep going. The match was fine. You know, again, not being for like an actual title, it's, you know, was just a good match. And I think they did a good job with everything that they did in this match.
All right. Yeah, it was kind of foolish to, maybe I was just putting a little, you know, flavoring on the match for everybody, but to expect a cash in would have pulled the limelight away from the belt. So
listen, I can only predict one cash in, and I already did Damian Priest. So
in the same sense, no, I'm talking about me, in the same sense, right? The other match going last. LA Knight winning, not a surprise. The ending was pretty cool. The double, what's that move called? Blunt force trauma.
There you go. There you go, BFT.
I got it. Yeah. I almost said something very un-PC. Yeah, we talked about this already, so we can keep going. Cody wins. More fuckery, but that's fine. And then we get, you know, raising the hands, Liv and Cody and the championship belts. Pretty cool, pretty big, pretty awesome. Everybody I saw on social media just wanted to see Liv put hers on because it was, like, as big as her.
I mean, that's fair.
But kudos to Liv. I think she's really carrying the load. Maybe when she wasn't expecting to be carrying as much of the load as she is, she's doing a really good job, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, especially, I don't know if you've caught the CVV podcast with her on it, but she even said, like, the first time I won the world title, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is something that I've wanted to do my entire life ever since I became a wrestling fan and everything else. And the second one was, how far can I go to make this amazing? And that's what she's done, especially with the whole thing, the SmackDown before Crown Jewel, where Nia, actually, I think it was Tiffy, said it was like, so if I cash in on this title, do I also get Dominic? And that was something that I was not expecting. That was perfectly timed. That was amazing. Yeah. Where everything that they're doing with the Judgment Day is making it seem like Dominic is basically a championship in its own right, which, good for him.
What a prize.
But like, I'm loving everything that they're doing with the Judgment Day, especially where you can kind of see the cracks with Balor, where he's kind of turning into like the leader. He's trying to be a leader, and it's just like, I thought you said there was no leaders. No, I understand that, but you know, we got to make sure that we get this together.
There he goes. He's delving out into more impersonations. I appreciate the hustle.
Well, I can do Finn Balor. I can kind of do Finn Balor. All right.
You need to have Finn Balor abs to do Finn Balor.
There's no fucking way.
That got him right back into his own voice. No, guys, yeah, it was just another really good pay-per-view. Like, it exists in and of itself. I am totally cool with the championship staying there, walking in and out with them, or having them for the week, having Raw and SmackDown there. It only makes sense instead of, like, I'm pretty sure SmackDown was filmed for 2 weeks.
It was filmed beforehand, yeah.
Yeah, but I'd rather see them do SmackDown. Anyway, I'm cool with the ring thing. I'm fine with it. It just adds a little something, and like I said, it exists in its own thing. Well, we're going to take a break right here and come back and do trivia. We're having a hell of a fun show. PC, DP, AJ, we'll be right back.
Now a word from my god, our sponsor.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
I'm not going to lie, I wanted you to not realize that you had it upside down and accidentally crack it upside down. I'm not going to lie.
I was just showing you it was unopened.
No, I believe you, but I just wanted you to have like that lapse of memory, like, oh, shit. And then...
I think I flipped it three times, so I did have to, like, yeah, maybe it was two. I did have to drink it quick right away, but not a lot. So it kind of just...
Okay, I got to ask, because I know this was
It invigorates the beer in the can, not as much, but a little bit, as if being poured into a glass, which it should be, actually.
Right, and I'm not going to lie, I have my Guinness glass right here with AJ on it. But,
yeah, but I get with you, I love drinking beer out of a can.
To each their own. Okay, it depends on the beer for me.
I'm a can man. Dun, dun. Bow, bow. And I wear JBL headphones. Dun, dun.
No.
I got a note and I liked it. That was good.
But yeah, phenomenal funky facts. And since we're getting closer to Survivor Series and War Games, I think you guys already know what the theme's going to be.
ECW?
No.
Oh, okay. Damn
Even
it.
Though I have watched MLW shows at the 2300 Arena. Not the point, though.
I think that's ECW. But yeah, what do we got? I'm ready.
All right, well,
I'll take
you're so ready.
Door number 13.
So let's see, you pick 13, so that's 1 and 3, so I'm going to go with the in-between, and you're going to drop the deuce.
God damn it, I was trying to have Dan drop the deuce on the second question, because I picked 1.
Try again.
Oh, crap.
Try
okay,
one
I'll
hand and 15. Shit in the other, and still not get a deuce.
Excuse me, miss, where's the bathroom?
What year was the first Survivor Series main event that didn't have a traditional 5v5 tag team match? I almost said handicap. What the heck?
Jeez.
Well, we're not there yet. I think, no, we're not there yet. On Big Five Attitude of Aggression Project. So, Dan, it's post 1994. Big clue! It's got to be at least like 1995.
Or 1996 or 7, 8, 9, 10 ish. I was right around that.
Well, so. I mean, that's why we got the trivia for a reason, and that's why I'm the trickster.
Get out of here.
All right, I'm ready.
I was about to say, I know Dan's got his answer up already. He says 96. Okay. Tony says 99. Tony, you need to pay attention to your own damn show more often. Also, by the way, go ahead, watch the Big Four with Tony, DJ, and Big Dave. Or Big Five, sorry. My apologies. But Did you forget that in 1991 it was Hogan versus Undertaker for the WWF Championship?
Oh, what was your question?
What year was the first Survivor Series main event that wasn't a 5v5? So technically, Dan got it right because he's the closest.
We both thought the question was what was the first year they didn't have a traditional Survivor Series match.
Yeah.
I don't think we heard, neither of us heard main event.
I didn't realize main event, but that's okay.
Well, yeah, you're okay with me. You got the damn point.
Let me be honest with you, AJ. If Dan had heard the word main event and I had been the only person not to hear the word main event, I would be like, oh, okay. But the fact that Dan did also not hear main event, I am questioning the tape here.
We can question the tape. I'm perfectly fine with that.
I very well have to go back and listen to about 50 minutes in.
50 minutes in, you have to roll back the tape.
No, I tomorrow when it gets posted, I'll know it's about 50 minutes in.
We'll be walking around the warehouse, right, and we're going to get a random text going, total BS!
Neither of us were probably listening, and we're both probably wrong.
I heard what I wanted to hear,
yes,
I think.
It was 1991, Hogan versus Taker for the WWF Championship.
I'm tired of it being closest without going over bullshit. You should have to get it, because there is just a small select window here on these questions.
He's just saying that because he didn't get it right.
Okay, fine. Like, when I'm closer, that's fine. But when he's closer, then no, it doesn't work that way.
Let's see? That's what I'm talking about.
So it is because you lost the point.
I played into it because Dan played that card.
All right, Dan, since you don't have to...
My official appeal as a PC commissioner would be that I am more than happy for Dan to get that point, but in the future, moving forward... If it's a fucking thing that is, like, in the WrestleMania era, and we're picking a year, like, come on. We gotta have to pick the year. This is just my plea to your excellency as so funky and so phenomenal and, oh, so fresh, Trivia Master.
I'm only gonna agree to this because you called me your excellency. So, Dan, door number one or three?
I want him to have the point this week, though.
He gets the point. But moving forward, no more Price is Right rule.
It's just an amendment that I bring before you and hope that your great wisdom decides, and I accept whatever your decision is.
Honey, you're stroking my ego, and I don't appreciate it.
Knowing full well. Man, I feel so evil with my newly found championship belt.
Question number three. Mike, can I pick three?
You can pick three.
He's like, are we done yet?
You're done.
I'm going to get screwed over now.
Yes. Send him a care package while you're at it.
I want a fruit basket.
Get your fruit basket right here.
Inedible arrangement. You've been watching The Boys too much.
There's your title. I got your fruit basket right here.
Terrible. Which wrestler has the best win-loss record at Survivor Series at 5-0? Do I have to say it again so you guys hear it so you're not misinterpreting the main event?
Listen, politely, I would like to tell you to go fuck yourself. Dan, play the fucking joke.
No matter what.
5-0 at Survivor Series. Right. Is this one wrestler is 5-0?
It's not the gobbledygooker. This is a good question for someone that knows more about the intricacies of being 5-0 at Survivor Series. Sure. No, maybe too many Survivor Series. Less Survivor Series. Ooh. Oh, here's a guy with probably about that many Survivor Series.
I don't think this is right. Yeah.
All right, let's see.
I'm writing his name. I was just finished writing his name.
Dan says Hogan. Ooh. Punya says Batista, and both of you are wrong. So what I want you to do is to go to your local convenience store. I don't know what it's called over in Wisconsin. Go to a gas station or something. Get these long strips.
Wait. Before you continue, I want to already tell you that I do not like you telling me what to do.
Too fucking bad. Anyway, go to the store, get these long beef strips. They're called Slim Jims, and snap into a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah, because it's the Macho Man.
I said it. Do I get a point? Randy Savage.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah!
I once did a Slim Jim commercial in Spanish in high school for a class. Do I get a point?
That is a correct statement.
No.
I once made a paper mache.
Tony, you're not getting this point. I don't care what you say.
Oh, just wait. I once made a paper mache, full size Hulk Hogan pinata head, and put it on my head and wore it walking around the hall in high school.
Mm-hmm. You still don't get a point.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Just for a few few of my friends, I just want you to know this was in 1998 before we knew Hulk Hogan was such a gigantic racist.
That's true. Otherwise, that would have been an awkward walk down a hallway.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gotten into a fight with Mark Sisky. I would have gotten into a fight with Terrell Morgan.
He would have lost that fight, I think.
Terrell and I were great friends. I'm not a stupid person. I first day I met Terrell, we hit it off. He's a great dude.
Terrell's amazing.
Anyway, this was a good buddy of ours. Where he ended up playing D1 somewhere. I can't remember where. He was state wrestling qualifier conference champ. He took like second. No, he took third. His best year at state. But big heavyweight guy. Smart guy, too. Honors classes. Anyway, good buddy Terrell Morgan.
I was going to say big shout out to him, but all right, fuck it.
I've been doing so many podcasts, I forgot how to, like, stay in line.
That's the fun of podcasts. You don't have to stay in line. We get there when we get there.
Not all the time.
No, that's fair. Well, this one's worth 2 points. Because not only do we have Survivor Series coming up.
I'm winning right now, right?
No, you're not. It's Dan 1-0.
Okay, like you said, people should know I'm up 2-1.
Incorrect. Anyway. Boy, here we go. You can get 2 points. So if Dan doesn't get any and you get both of these, you win. So it'll be 2-1.
I win 4-1.
No.
Got him! Yeah! Woo!
Which two wrestlers, because we're not just doing Survivor Series, we know for a fact we're going to have a War Games match.
I'm up 4-1. There's only 2 points. How can Dan win?
Shut up. Which two wrestlers have an undefeated record in War Games?
Oh, man, that's a loaded question.
Undefeated record? Where's my...
And there's two of them.
There's only two?
Well, with the best record. With two.
With this, sir.
No, I'm not going to do any better in 30 seconds.
I might.
I don't think she even won. I don't know.
He has it,
Do you have it?
I have two names down.
Yeah, go ahead. I got it.
So Dan says Sammy and Flair. Sammy in WWE is undefeated. Flair is like
0-13. Yeah.
Sammy is like 2-0.
I was trying to think.
Sammy's literally 2-0.
trying to think of who's been in multiple
and
war
a
games.
WWE with the Bloodline.
Yeah.
But this, these two people are 13-0 both. Honey, what are your answers?
Oh,
I don't fucking know. 13-0
13-0
All right. How about Arn Anderson?
Okay. Yes.
That's wrong. And Sting.
Yeah. I was gonna say Luger. Arn
and Sting. So let me tell you this.
We didn't get a single fucking
the
one.
The Four Horsemen alone are like 0-14 apiece. I think Flair won one.
Well, I said Sting.
Sting has won a couple, but he's not undefeated at 13-0. He's lost
undefeated.
A few. The 13-0. What was that, Dan?
Dusty?
I mean, you've already won, so I don't know.
I'm still guessing names, though. I don't know what else to... Yeah, Dusty Rhodes?
No,
I'm trying
Dusty.
To think of these guys. Yeah, no, fuck. Well, it's been the Funks. Jeff? I don't know, it's Funk.
Simon?
God of War Games?
Fuck those guys.
Simon God of War Games?
Simon God of War Games. Just for that Dan wins, regardless of what the fuck
God
you even
War.
Say. If it's even the
who's the
answer.
Extra God of War in the video game?
Kratos?
Kratos?
God of War Games.
Shut the fuck
just
up.
Just tell us the answer. We don't fucking know.
It was the Road Warriors.
Oh, God.
Holy
who cares?
Shit, they were in 13?
13-0. Every time they went into a War Games match, they won.
They just live in the War Games cage?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like, that got boring like after four
what
times.
What a rush.
I mean, it did. Don't get me wrong, but shit.
Like, wonder, oh, we got to watch this 9 more times?
I wonder Hawk took
it's
drugs.
It's not such a rush anymore. It's not such a rush anymore.
Oh, what not a rush. Get me some more stuff.
Oh, what are we doing here again?
I forgot that I'm the one that gets us out of this segment. So
that's true, yeah. So hit me with that tool time.
Congratulations, Stan. AJ, good job. What do you mean? What do I mean? It's the last thing we're going to talk about right here, and it's Pop Quiz Hot Shots. What's one thing you really want to see at WrestleMania 41? I'll go first. Give you guys at least a minute or so to take it all in. I want to see John Cena a significant match. I think John Cena should be in a world title match. I don't care which one. I don't think John Cena should win it. I'm okay if he does. But I think it'd be an absolute abomination, an irresponsible miscue, mishap, oversight if we don't build to a John Cena title shot to try and break that record. Doesn't mean he has to win. Like, yeah, you can market the hell out of a win. It's another T-shirt. It's the 17-time T-shirt, right? It's bringing back the spinner belt, like we said before, right? But if not there, you know, maybe it is like we saw in our little chair shot thread. Maybe it is Cena and Cody still has the belt come SummerSlam this next year. That would be pretty damn big, too. So something like that. I think we need to see it. Either way, I just looking forward to a big John Cena match at WrestleMania. AJ?
I'm on board with you with the big Cena match, but for the amount of times that we've seen this match, it's never, ever happened at WrestleMania. I would love to see John Cena versus Randy Orton in a marquee WrestleMania special match for the crowd. This isn't about them. It's about the crowd. You have John Cena's giant foil in Randy Orton just having a great match. I don't even care who wins. It could be Orton. It could be Cena. It doesn't matter who wins this. At the end, you're going to get that classic match between the two, like the like 7,516 times that you've seen them go against each other. You're gonna see it. you're going to appreciate it. And then that's when everyone in their mind realizes this might be the last time we ever see this. So we have to appreciate this on the grandest stage of them all. They'll shake hands. Randy or John will raise the other's hand. Like, I can see that happening. And that's, as much as like people will poo poo it, cause I know Tunney's kind of like scratching his head. Like, I don't know at the moment. Well, it would be a great match to see. Like, it would be a nice little bow on their rivalry.
The scratch is threefold. One thing, you could have picked non-Cena, one thing. Two, I think Orton faces Cody at Mania, which would be huge. And three, I think Orton should be Cena's last match. Would you like to... You get a rebuttal. You get a rebuttal.
I mean, I would like to see that as the last match too, but like I said, since they've never faced each other at WrestleMania, that would be a big... Tie the bow on the rivalry.
Stop yelling at me. Your brother yelled at me on Wednesday. Jesus Christ. All right, Dan. A good take, AJ. You're right. Finish the show, Dan.
Well, I'll stay away from John Cena then.
Yeah, you fucking better, asshole.
Besides wanting to see the ultimate bloodline showdown of Roman versus The Rock, which I believe we're going to get for Roman to become the true tribal chief.
Look at Dan finding loopholes in the fucking question, AJ, going, ooh, besides this, I'd like the one thing I'd like.
You said Mania match, I knew exactly what I was going to say. Listen,
I'm going to architect my way into giving you two things, you know.
Don't make me blue cheese this.
Big deal, it's fine. I'm putting the show up tonight. It's all good. What time is it? It's time for me to shut the fuck up? Okay.
Speaking of architects... Seth Rollins versus Ooh. CM Punk Ooh. For the title.
Deep. Come on. And Deep. You know what?
Punk gets his WrestleMania moment.
Sometimes I wish you'd just leave common sense at the door when you show up for this podcast, because that makes a whole lot of dollars.
I'm a big fan of money. I have some.
For the title?
I'd like to have more of it.
Does that title get moved over? I think it's got to be for the title.
It's got to be for the title. I think either...
Gunther's boring.
I think
Gunther's boring.
I feel like Punk will take it maybe at Rumble? In Rollins, well, you Punk think at so. The Rumble? I think Punk goes into it.
I think Punk takes it.
I think Punk's going to win. Punk's going to win at Mania. One way or another. Either he has the title or he wins the title.
Seth gets it at somewhere down the line, but...
I think AJ are on the same opinion of looking at you going, if that's the case, then Seth has it coming in and Punk wins it from him.
Yeah. I think that would make the most sense. But one way or the other, I think it's got to be for the title.
And hell, if make that the day one main event. Give Punk his main event that he always wanted for Mania as well.
Last thing before we get out of here. Damian Priest, Gunther, I mean, Kay.
It should be a good match. I mean, you're saying Gunther's boring, which I understand as to why you are saying it, but it's such a nice thing of simplicity that he does.
At some point tonight, turn on Amazon and watch this Baltimore and Cincinnati game, because Baltimore has these all purple uniforms and they're pretty sweet. Gunther's boring. And I don't care to have him fight Damian Priest again. Damian Priest is not going to beat Gunther for this title. This is such a throwaway fucking title match.
Yep. I don't know why bother.
Okay, here's the other thing, though. Who's Gunther going to face?
This is, okay, but fine. Figure something out. Have Bronson Reed have beat Seth Rollins then at the pay-per-view. You know, right? You're muted, but you can say muted because
Dom
should have
fucking won that match. No.
But that's the thing. We're going to get Dom and Priest at like Saturday night's main event when he costs them this title at Survivor Series.
That makes sense. We haven't had that yet. And that's got to be the culmination of their fucking whole thing. I mean, nobody expects Priest to win that shit.
All right, we're done. The show's over. Next week, we are going to for sure have a show, because at the very least, we're going to talk about what happened tonight on SmackDown. And this next week on Raw, when Raw comes back to the mainland, there's a super awesome European schedule that is out for WrestleMania season. And next week, the main reason we will be back for sure is we will preview the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight on Netflix, which we will be having a party in the Thunderdome for. And AJ, you're going to have to dial a shot with us, I think, that night, because I'm sure you'll be watching it on Netflix as well.
Absolutely. You'll probably even awesome. See the missus do one, maybe.
Booyah. Booyah. All right, AJ, let us know what's going on with you as we get out of here.
You can follow me all of the social media interwebs at PhenomenalAJB. You can send all of the hate tweets and everything to the IWC War Chief. And not just that, we're not just podcast galore, we're articles galore, sports entertainment, you got it. We have it at thechairshot.com.
And you can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs at it's me, DPP, and follow this show on Elon Musk's Playground at Podcast DWI and Facebook.com/DWI Podcast.
Continue to listen to everything Chairshot Radio Network, sports entertainment, and sports entertainment podcasts. We got all of those things. Follow me at PC Tunney. I don't know. Bye.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.
Did you know you can save money with the McDonald's app every single day? Yeah, I was surprised too. Deals every day right at your fingertips. I love a good deal, but the McDonald's app takes gaming the system to a whole new level. Just the other day, I treated myself to a 10-piece chicken nugget for only a dollar. Yeah, you heard that right. Just $1. All you have to do is order in the app. And get this, you can grab that deal once a week through December 2nd. The first time I discovered the deals in the app, I was honestly shook. I had to tell my whole group chat about it, and now we're always comparing who got the best app deal of the week. Plus, ordering ahead, total game changer. Especially when I need a quick lunch or a treat after a long day. So why wait? Save money every day with the McDonald's app. Download it, get those deals, and treat yourself. You deserve it. Valid through December 2nd, 2024 at participating McDonald's. Offer valid one time per week. Excludes delivery. You must opt into rewards. So go check out McDonald's deals. And